Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by becoming a member now. That's amazing. You can join us by way of YouTube and locals.com. All right, locals.com. So become a member. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Rush, rush, rush. And become a member. Also, you can get Punchy's Coffee. Punchy's Coffee is amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. I have my own coffee, and it's amazing. Good. I have with me David Silverman. He is an atheist activist, an advocate who formerly served as president of the nonprofit organization American Atheist. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jesse. It's nice to meet here.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Before we get into our discussion, we were talking about Canada. You now live in Canada. At one time, you lived in Massachusetts, right here in the United States. And I ask, how do you feel that knowing that one day soon, Canada will become the 51st state, and you're going to end up in America anyway?
You know what, Jesse? It's I want everything to be fine. Okay, I want everything to be okay. I live in Canada. I'm an American, and you know, I'm not just an American, like you said. I'm an American civil rights activist.
Right.
So I take my Americanism seriously, and I live in Canada now. And I am seeing, you know, I want to say it on the outside that I'm not your standard leftist atheist, okay? I'm much more of a centrist, and there are several things that Donald Trump is doing that I like, but his Canada stuff is not that, okay? I don't like it. It has soured from an American point of view in Canada. It has soured things that I don't think needed to be soured.
Really?
And I don't like the fact, and I mentioned this to you off camera, I don't like the fact that Trump campaigned and didn't mention this at all in his campaigns. Didn't mention Panama, didn't mention Greenland at all in his campaigns. And as soon as he got elected, he was all about Canada. And when it was about picking on Trudeau and calling him Governor Trudeau, I thought that was funny. But, you know, I just don't feel the need to push this button right now when he's pushing all the other buttons. And, you know, so will I be a part of the 51st state? I don't know. I live in BC. I think Alberta is lining up to be the 51st state, actually. I just want everybody to be happy, and I don't want any violence. But, you know, I'm a little pissed. I feel a little misled by Trump in that he did all that campaigning and all that debating and never mentioned something that was right on the top of his list.
But why should he have mentioned Canada? He was campaigning in the United States for the United States. Why did he need to mention Canada beforehand?
Because he wants to annex Canada into the United States.
But he can tell us about that later.
That's a crazy campaign. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's a bad idea. You know, I'm an atheist, okay? I live inside reality, okay? If Trump is correct and Canada is living off of our unfair tariffs.
Right.
And if Canada is literally unable to support itself without that tariff, without those advantages. Well, frankly, number one, I find that difficult to believe, but also, you know, even if it's true, I don't feel like it's important.
Really?
I don't feel like it's important. I don't feel like this is a fight that needs to be fought.
But Canada, we should have to take care of Canada, and they should be able to rip us off, according to the reports I've heard, in the manner that they have done. And since they're like right there, they need our military protection, they need everything, why not just make them a state? They're going to benefit from it.
I'm not opposed to it, okay? I'm just saying that it feels bad that he didn't mention it, and it feels bad that he came off and did it right away, and it feels to me like a low priority issue taking a high priority position.
But he doesn't have a lot of time. He's only going to be there for 4 years.
Yeah.
And that goes by fast.
I get it. I just, like I said, I am committed to the idea that we don't have full information. Okay. When I talk about politics, I talk about politics with the understanding that I have been lied to. I get lied to on the left and I get lied to on the right. So when it comes to this level of stuff, I mean, I try to give the politicians as much benefit of the doubt I can, but even then, that's a bad idea because that's just a fodder for corruption, as you've seen in Ukraine.
Were you surprised Trudeau quit so as soon as Trump got in that he ran?
Yeah, I did not surprise me.
It did not.
That did not surprise me. Did what, not.
Why not?
Did not surprise me.
Why not?
Because Trudeau's a weak leader. Okay.
Yeah.
And Trudeau is a weak leader, and he was a weak leader getting terrible results. Okay. He had been prime minister for like 13 years.
Yeah.
And the one thing that he did that Canadians universally support is legalize marijuana. Like that's it.
What?
That's the only thing that everybody says, oh, yeah, he did that. That was a good thing. Everybody hates him for everything else.
Okay? So you're glad he's gone?
I am.
Oh, good.
I am. I did not like the way he treated those truckers.
Yeah.
Okay. Those truckers were wronged by Justin Trudeau. And on that alone, I'm glad he's gone. And, you know, that was a really good example of the difference between America and Canada. Because in America, I've read the autobiography of Malcolm X. I've read Saul Alinsky's, what's his name? What's it? Rules for Radicals. Right. Okay. These are both books that, among other things, talk about how to protest, how to cause a stir, how to make an impact. And from my perspective, that trucker's convoy was textbook.
Yeah.
Okay. It was textbook. It was disruptive and nonviolent and brought the city to a halt. And I thought it was a great protest. In Canada, can I swear?
Oh, yeah. You represent yourself.
Okay. In Canada, they're socialists. Okay. So it's about the society here.
Yeah.
Okay, it's about, oh no, you can't get in the way of things. That's a bad thing. You're allowed to protest. Yeah, so protest, but you can't get in the way of services, and you can't make people stop. You can't get in the way of things. And you know, it was a really interesting kind of case study for me personally,
right,
to watch the two different governments. I mean, from an American civil rights activist perspective, Justin Trudeau redirecting donations to the truckers to a different place was a direct violation on a whole bunch of civil rights and civil liberties. It was a way overstep.
Did he get away with it?
He got sanctioned by it, but he didn't return the money.
Wow.
He got a no, no, no from the government, but the money was not returned.
Amazing. And so what happened to the money?
It went to whatever charity he went. He redirected it to another charity, if I'm not wrong.
That's amazing.
I think he redirected it to another charity. It's crazy. Crazy that he could do that.
And did you vote for the Great White Hope?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Do you have a dual citizenship?
No. No. I'm an American citizen with a permanent residency in Canada, so I can't vote in Canada. I can only vote in America.
Amazing. And did you vote for Kamala Harris?
No. No. It came down. I for the most part, of the candidates, I supported Trump the most. But and you know, Kamala Harris was a joke to me. I was very, very.
You can say that again.
I was ashamed that my Democrats voted put her up.
I know, what a mess. I got to get into this. So you are Jewish, right? You're a Jew.
I'm a 100% Ashkenazi Jew. That's my race.
And what's an Ashkenazi Jew?
So you have to imagine a Venn diagram, okay? You got two circles, a Venn diagram. You got one circle, and they believe, of people who believe in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can come in and go out of this group all you want, right? You can convert into that, I believe that now, and you don't believe it now, you leave that group. This other group, these people are called Jews. This other group are people who look like me. There's the hair, the nose, the race that's stupidly named Ashkenazi Jew. Okay? We're called Jews too, because our race is very stupidly named. You have to think about how stupid it is for somebody to name a race after a religion, but that's what they did. So you got two circles. There's about a 50% overlap, and the whole thing is called Jews. I'm in this part over here. That's me. I'm an Ashkenazi Jew, 100% Ashkenazi Jew, raised in the Jewish religion, but an atheist today.
What a mess.
Yeah. I mean, it's stupid because it was a preventable error. There's no reason for my race to have the name of a religion in it.
So you are, even though you're atheist, you are religious whether you want to be or not.
Let's not do that. Okay, let's not do the whole it takes religion to be an atheist thing. That's really an old argument. It's no more of a religion than saying bald is a hair color or clean shaven is a beard.
Really?
It's yeah. I mean, you can think everything is BS without participating in the BS.
Amazing.
It's real easy.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
Well, fallen from what?
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
I don't think that question actually means a lot to me, because there is nothing from which to fall as an atheist.
Amazing.
So, there's nothing from which to fall. I think we're a species that has evolved well. I think we have innate characteristics, some of which we like and some of which we don't like. I think to call us fallen, no, I would say that we're elevated, if anything. I mean, we're the top of the food chain. We have society. We have kindness. We have discussion between friends, even when they disagree. I would say no, humanity is not fallen.
And so you said that you have evolved?
Humanity has evolved.
From what?
From
to what?
Earlier species. From earlier species.
Really? And so... Yeah. How do you think that human beings will create it?
Okay. So you know the answer to my question, right?
No.
Yes, you do. You know the basics of evolution.
No.
All of your people should know the basics of evolution. Human beings came from an earlier version of humanity. And that came from an earlier version of humanity. Evolution takes thousands and thousands of generations to even go from one species to the next. Speciation takes a long time. And humanity has evolved over time, which is why if you look, I mean, and this is supported universally by the fossil record, which supports all of this evolution. You can see the mapping all the way back. You know this, though, Jesse.
And so what was the early version that the human beings evolved from, according to you? They evolved from what? What was the beginning?
What was the beginning? Well, the beginning was the formation of organic life back at the earlier forms of the earlier days of the Earth.
I know, but what did human beings evolve from?
Australopithecine.
What?
Neanderthals, Australopithecine, Neanderthals, Homo erectus, all previous versions of humanity, previous versions of man, previous species that were Homo sapiens.
Have you ever seen a human being evolve from a species?
evolution takes thousands of generations.
Have you ever seen it?
Nobody can ever see it because it takes thousands of generations.
And why haven't we seen? I know that some people think that human beings.
Thousands of generations. What we have is the fossil record, which shows us that it happened for sure.
But at some
doubt.
Point, we should have seen it. Have you ever seen a human being evolve from an ape?
There's no reason we should have seen it. How could we see something that takes thousands of generations to happen? Tell me that before we go on, you just said in some ways we should have seen it.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Because
that's
if
bullshit.
You're evolving
you're
from something like that.
What?
You're evolving like that, at some point, some human being should have seen another human being evolved from an ape or something.
You speak English, you hear my words. Do you hear my words? It takes thousands of generations. Absolutely zero people on the planet have witnessed that. Do you hear my words? Nobody should ever have seen it. Nobody should ever have seen a human come out of an ape. That's not real.
But if they had evolved from an ape, at some point there
would
be some record of it.
What?
At some point there would be some record of a human being evolving from an ape.
No, there would not.
Why
not? Don't you know what you're, Jesse? Because a human doesn't evolve from an ape. Human beings evolve from the previous version of a human being over thousands of generations. Come on, man. You understand my words.
What is a human
thousands
being?
Thousands of generations. If you're saying that an ape should birth a human, you're speaking from a level of supreme ignorance, Jesse.
Well, I am black
like
and slow.
Supreme ignorance.
I am black
what?
And slow. I'm black and slow. What is a human being?
I don't care
being?
What color you are, and I care you to keep up with me. I don't care if you're slow either. I'm going to keep you up with me.
What is a human being?
What is a human being?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Why do you ask?
I want to know.
I would say a human being is somebody, I don't know, who's classified as a human being.
But what is
all human beings are human beings. I don't know what the definition of human being is. Make your point.
So you don't know what a human being is?
I know what a human being is. I just don't know what the definition is.
And so how do you know what it is if you can't define it?
I can define it well enough to know what a human being is.
But
I don't know what the exact definition is.
So what is it in your definition? What is it?
A human being is a primate who is advanced enough to have voice and cognitive abilities like a human.
Really? And what is a primate?
A primate is a mammal that has an advanced brain and opposable thumbs.
And who created the primate?
Not a who, a what.
What
primates were created over the period of thousands of generations via the mechanism of evolution, which is proven fact.
And so, and who gave the primate the ability to breathe?
Nobody gave the primate ability to breathe. Primates earned the ability to breathe long before they became primates, when they were earlier amphibians, when their ancestors and their ancestors were earlier amphibians. They developed the ability to breathe in order to live.
How did they develop develop the ability to breathe?
So, look, what you're asking me is something that you're just going to keep me asking, how did that happen? How did that happen? How did that happen? Okay? And the answer to your question is not God did it. Okay? If the answer to your question is I don't know, that doesn't mean your God did it. That's called the God of the gaps. Now, that's an old thing. You know, the cavemen used to do that. You know, the rain would come from the heavens, and they would say, and they would have a god that they carved, and then it would rain, and they would blame their god for the rain. Okay? The answer to all of your questions, you're expecting me to get to a point where I can say, I don't know. But I don't know isn't the gotcha. I don't know lots of things. I don't know way more things than I do know. But the answer to those questions is not, aha, you don't know, therefore my God did it. Remember, your God is one of several thousand being celebrated all over the world today. Several million if you count Hinduism. And all of those people are absolutely sure that their gods are right and your God is wrong.
And so
the idea, go ahead.
And so who gave the primate the ability to breathe?
Nobody gave the primate the ability to breathe.
And hasn't they developed the ability to breathe if no one gave them the ability to breathe? How did they develop that?
Over the time, way earlier than that, earlier species developed the ability to process oxygen.
How?
And that evolved. How?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so are you saying that when they first appeared, they were not able to breathe?
No.
They were they did not have the ability to breathe. They had no breath in the beginning.
Are you listening to my words?
I am.
No, there never existed a monkey that didn't breathe.
And how did that monkey develop the ability
to
breathe?
All monkeys have always breathed.
How?
Okay.
How did they develop that?
Because they developed that from their earlier transitions.
And how did they develop
the earliest, life, okay? You got to go back to cellular life, okay? You've got cellular life that's just like mold, okay? Now that mold has to process food and it has to process air, okay? It processes the air by having sensitive, by evolving, you know, that first life had the ability to process air, to process light. That's what made it alive. And then that evolved over time. And if it didn't have that life, it wouldn't have evolved. So you're talking about processing blood, processing air, and processing food, okay? All that evolved at the very, very earliest life forms, the microscopic life forms. And then it just evolved from there.
And so
nothing
all these things
has ever existed.
What? All these things evolved on their own. They just did it themselves.
Over time, yes.
And
do you know what natural selection is?
What is it?
Natural selection is the Darwinian idea that the most adaptable survives. It's not the strongest survives, it's the most adaptable. So let's say I have 10 children, and one of those kids has this immunity to, one of those kids has an immunity to a disease, okay? And then everybody just breeds, and everybody just breeds, and everybody just breeds, and suddenly all my descendants, there's a chunk of my descendants that have this immunity to this disease that might not even hit, but it's there because they've been breeding all this time. But then that very disease hits, and now all the people on Earth have immunity to this disease. That's how evolution works.
That's amazing. So let me ask.
It is true.
Let me ask. How did the primate become so emotional? They get angry, they get false happiness, they get lonely, they depressed, they commit suicide, they hurt one another.
Yeah.
If they did all this breathing on their own, what made them so emotional? How did they become emotional?
I think it's about fear of death.
So the primate had fear of death.
I believe so.
And how did the primate develop fear of death?
When we're talking about primates, I mean, I'm no expert in non-human behavior, okay? I don't want to speak to why monkeys are emotional.
But you said a primate is a human being, right?
Yes, I can speak specifically to the type of primate that is human.
So a primate is a human being, am I right?
All humans are primates. Not all primates are humans.
Oh, so some primates are not human beings?
Some primates are chimps. Some primates are great apes.
So why
some primates are
chimp,
orangutans.
Why is it that the chimp and the ape and the primate things are not emotional, but human beings are?
I believe the answer to that question is fear of death and shame. I'm going to say as well, shame. I think that humanity has this need to be in a group. Humans need to be in a group. And I think anything that that endangers their position in that group or their ability to be in that group is going to require a response. And I think that, I mean, I'm no evolutionary psychologist, but I would say that the fear of being of losing status in that group, and I'm talking about tribal times now, losing status in that group, being expelled from that group, has evolved into us an emotionality, perhaps.
That doesn't make sense, though. Because if the primate invented themselves from apes and whatever, the primate wouldn't know death or life. They wouldn't know fear. They wouldn't know that because they developed themselves. They created themselves. And so it would be impossible for them to even know about fear or death or any of those things, because they created themselves.
Are you saying that primates don't know fear or death? Primates know fear. I mean, chimps and orangutans know fear and death.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
I mean, okay, but they do.
No, they
don't. I mean, of course they do.
Animals do not know life, and they do not know death. They just know they exist without even thinking of it. No, they just know they exist without knowing that they exist. And yes, they know they have been put into them to protect themselves from the enemies, other animals and things, but they don't know the difference between life and death.
Well,
so how did human beings come to know, how did they become to be afraid when they don't know that that exists?
Because they do know that it exists.
How do they know that?
Because they live. And they're intelligent, and they see death in front of them, and they see pain in front of them. That's the answer to your question.
And where did they get the intelligence from?
We have to stop asking this question, okay?
I want to know.
If you keep asking, where did this come from? Where did this come from? Where did this come from? Everything evolved over time from previous generations. Everything evolved over time, over thousands and thousands, millions of generations, not millions of years, millions of generations.
But I understand you're talking about the earth, you're talking about plants, you're talking about stars and things, but we're talking about human beings. And
it's
you haven't told me how they develop breath, the ability to breathe. Told me how they develop the fear, the idea of fear, death, anger, and emotions.
Have you not heard my words?
But how does a primate know to be happy and to be mad?
Okay, are you talking about a human being or are you talking about a chimp?
A primate.
Any primate?
Yes.
I don't want to speak to how non-human primates think. I'm not an expert on that. I have no idea. I just know what I've seen a few TV shows. I know nothing more than anybody else on primate behavior. I know a lot about human behavior.
So you're not 100% sure then that human beings came from apes?
Human beings did not come from apes.
From primates.
Human beings did not come from primates. Human beings and all other primates came from earlier generations, earlier cousins of primates. We didn't descend from apes. Humans and apes both descended from common ancestors.
Amazing. So what
is
it?
It is amazing.
You are an atheist. What is an atheist?
So an atheist is a person who has yet to see any evidence for any reason to believe in any God. It's not a person who says, I know everything in the universe and I'm absolutely sure there is no God anywhere. It is a person who says, I have no belief in a God because I have not yet to see a single piece of evidence to believe in a God. So a lot of people would say that that's agnostic. That is not agnostic. An agnostic is a person who understands that there's unknown stuff. An atheist is a person who lacks a belief in a God.
And have you seen any proof that there is no God?
You can't have proof that there is no God.
Have you?
Except for the fact, the only proof that one could have to prove a negative, you can't prove a negative, okay? Because here, let me show you. This is God. Okay, this right here, this thing, this half-empty bottle of Slim Fast Shake, this is God. You can't prove it's not true. Right? I could destroy this, drink it, destroy it, throw it away. It could be God just testing us. You can't prove it's not true. So you can't do the whole prove it's not true thing because it's a non sequitur. You can't prove anything isn't true. The only proof that I would suggest for atheism is that humanity has spent the past 5,000, 10,000, 50,000 years looking for any proof of any God anywhere and failed 100% of the time. If that statement weren't true, I wouldn't be an atheist. But in world history, and I want to make sure that I say this specifically, in world history, the sum total of scientific proof for anything supernatural ever is zero. Okay? And that's what you're dealing with. That's why I'm an atheist. That's the best proof that we have. Now, does that mean that proof can't be discovered tomorrow? No. And if proof is discovered tomorrow, I'm all about it. I will be there.
So you have no proof that there is no God, right? It's just your idea that there's no God, but you have no proof. I'm asking. You have no proof that there is no God. Am I right?
There cannot be proof that there is no God.
Why not?
Because God could simply be hiding. God is, if you have a God that is all powerful and sneaky, he could just be fooling you. He could just be lying.
Are you saying that there is the possibility there is a God, but he's hiding from you?
Yeah.
So there is a possibility there is a God.
There's a possibility. There's a possibility. There's a whole bunch of possibilities. But until I see it, I mean, there's a possibility that there's a fairy living under my bed.
So you're saying that.
Shows himself, I'm not going to believe that stuff.
So you're saying then God has hidden himself from you, but there is a possibility there is a God.
Any God that wishes to show themselves to me is welcome to it.
But why would he wish to show himself to you? You're not that important.
Oh, I'm very important. If he wants me to believe in him or her, then she better show herself to me. Because I ain't believing shit without it.
Why should he show this up to you? You're not that important to him at all.
Then we have no problem. He can continue to not care about me not believing in him, and I can continue to not believe in him.
Are you in control of your own life?
Are you asking me about free will?
No, I'm asking you, are you in control of your own life?
When you say, first of all, as far as being in control of my life, the answer is absolutely yes. I am larger in charge. I'm in control of my life.
You're 100% in control of your own life.
But that is a relative statement, right? I am not in control of the earth beneath my feet. I am not in control of the sky falling on me. I am not in control of the information that's in my brain. And if you want to get into the free will argument itself, I'm not in control at all. And nobody is. I mean, that's another thing. You know, when you talk about free will, which is a fun thing because God, supposedly, your God specifically, knows the future. Your God is omniscient. So if your God is real, then he has known about this conversation since the beginning of time. He's known that this conversation would happen since the beginning of time. He knows every word that's coming out of my mouth before I say it. So I don't have free will. I cannot go against that.
And so
whatever is going to happen, if your God exists and is omniscient, free will doesn't exist. So, and that's just the way it is.
So let me ask, are you in control of your own life?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You are in
relatively
control.
Relatively, yes.
You're in control of your own life.
Relatively, yes.
Stop yourself from thinking.
No, I will not.
Why not?
Because therein lies the path to being abused. Stop yourself from thinking.
Stop yourself from ever having another negative thought.
Why would I want to do that?
You're in control of your own life. Why would you want to have a negative thought?
Because they're part of life.
Oh, you love misery?
Why would you say such a thing?
Negative thought, happiness or misery?
Negative thoughts are misery. I don't love misery.
So then why don't you stop yourself from being miserable if you're in control of your own life?
Well, now you're talking about being in control of your own mind, not in control of your own life. That's two different things. Being in control of your own life, when you say, am I in control of my own life? Yes, I am a financially stable, well-to-do, I'm in good shape, I'm in control. Now, if you're talking about why do I not have absolute control over my feelings and emotions, I don't think anybody does. And I don't think anybody, well, I don't think anybody does. And I wouldn't want to shut off my negative emotions. They're a part of who I am. They're a part of life.
So you love your misery?
No.
Then why don't you, since you're in control, there is no God, why don't you stop yourself from being miserable by stopping those thoughts? Why don't you just stop them?
Because I can't stop thoughts.
Why not? You're in control of your own life.
Okay, we already went through this. Being in control of your own life is different from being in control of your own thoughts. Nobody can control their thoughts. Thoughts are involuntary.
And so you are being controlled by thoughts.
I am thoughts.
You are being controlled by thoughts.
No, I am thoughts. I'm not being controlled by myself. My brain has thoughts that are involuntary, and they're all me. They're not controlling me. They are.
Well, they are controlling. They can make you miserable or make you feel good. So they are controlling you. Are you saying that you are being controlled by thoughts?
I don't actually know where you're going with this. I don't think I'm in control. I don't think I'm being controlled by my thoughts any more than anyone else. However, I don't have total control over my thoughts. Thoughts are involuntary. Sometimes thoughts make me involuntarily mad, and I wish that would stop, and I can't stop it because
and
thoughts
why not?
Are involuntary.
If you're not created by God, you're created by some mama or whatever. Why can't you make yourself stop thinking that way and being controlled by thought? Why can't you make yourself stop?
If I were created by a God, by a perfect being, I would be able to do that stuff because a perfect being would allow me to have those thoughts. But the fact that I was evolved over an imperfect process over millions of years, a blind, imperfect process, and not a perfect being, a competent, perfect being, I have these problems. That's why we have cancer. The sun causes cancer because your God doesn't exist. If your God existed, would he make the sun cause cancer? Would he make this stuff in my brain involuntary? No.
So you're any not. God so you're created, not. Created.
I mean, if you think about it, how good could a God be? How good could a God be if he is so blindly incompetent as to create humans with so many flaws?
So
almost as if it was evolved over time imperfectly.
So it sounds as though you're saying that you're not in control of your own life then.
I'm in control of my life.
How are you
I'm
in control
not
of your
control
life?
Of my thoughts. Because thoughts and life are different things.
Really? So you think thoughts are separate from you?
My thoughts are me, but that's not my life.
So if your thoughts are you and you're in control of your own life, why can't you control them?
Because thoughts are not included. When I say I'm in control of my life, I'm not talking about my ability to control involuntary thoughts.
And so how are you in control of your own life?
I'm in control of my own life because I work hard. I have achieved. I have succeeded. I've succeeded in multiple different places. I'm well off to the point where I don't have to worry about things. I've succeeded. I'm in control.
But those things are not your, are you saying those things that you have gathered, that's your life?
When you say, are you in control of my life? I'm talking about my ability to live and function in society well. Okay. When you say, I'm not in control of my life, that's a person who is living in debt, can't make ends meet, you know, can't find love, can't, you know, you're not in control of your life if you can't hold your shit together. I can do that. That's what I mean when I'm in control of my life.
So you're
saying
that
does not mean I can control involuntary thoughts. Nobody can control involuntary thoughts.
Amazing. And so just for the record, I'm black and slow. You're saying the things that you have gathered, your work, your material thing, are you saying that is your life?
No.
You're not. So what is your life?
What is my life?
Yes.
I would say that my life is the sum total of my experiences, my possessions, my love, and my current position. I would say that my life is a pretty broad term, and it includes, it includes my possessions, but it also includes my wife. It also includes my daughter. It also includes my history. It also includes my intentions. It also includes my future.
So your life is all you, your life and this life that you have control of is all physical.
Yes. It's all real.
All physical.
Yes. All real.
So when you lose those things, will you lose your life?
Great question. No, because in that I'm also including myself.
And who are you? When you say yourself, who are you? Who are you?
Myself, that which is me.
And who are you?
I'm Dave.
That's your name. Who are
That's
you?
My name. My name is Dave. I don't know where you're going, man.
No, I'm asking who are you? You said myself. You mean yourself. Who are you?
I am me. Who are you?
No, but who are you?
I am me.
You told me your name. I didn't ask your name. I asked,
no,
who
I'm
are
asking,
you?
I'm telling you who I am. I am me. And I'm asking you back, who are you?
When you say when you say you are me, I am me, who is me?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would like to hear your answer. Who are you?
No, I'm asking you, the one that don't believe.
I know.
You're the
I
one
don't
that
have
don't
a good
believe
answer.
God
I don't
exists.
Have a good answer for you, Jesse.
So
I don't have a good answer for you, Jesse.
So you don't know who you are?
Do you know who you are?
So you don't know who you are, right?
I'm asking you, do you know who you are?
I know who I am.
Or are you asking me a deliberately impossible question that can't be answered? That's cheating and it's not moral. Can you answer the question? Who are you?
What do you mean?
Who are you?
You don't even believe in morality, right?
Who are you?
You didn't answer my question.
Answer your own question. Answer your own question.
No, my question is toward you who don't believe in God. You think you created from a mama or whatever. Who are you?
I told you. Now I'm asking you.
You didn't tell me. You told me your name, man.
Yes, I know.
I told you I'm black and slow. I didn't ask. I already know your name. I'm asking, who are you?
Yes, and I have answered you that I do not have a good answer for you. Please tell me who you are.
So let me ask. Do you create?
You can't answer it, can you?
I can't answer.
You're just
answer,
trapping
not,
questions over and over. You're asking
you
questions you
guest,
can't answer,
man.
Yourself.
You're my expert. I'm asking the expert.
You're a poser,
atheist.
Man. You can't answer your own questions.
I'm asking the atheist. Who are you?
Yeah, and I'm asking the Christian. Who are you? Tell me.
But it's not your show. I'm asking you.
Yeah, because you're full of shit.
I'm interviewing you, so you don't believe.
But,
you said
you're not in charge.
You're
not playing. You're not playing fair, man.
You said you're in charge of your own life. So far we find out that might not be true. But let me ask, do you create your own thoughts?
Who are you, Jesse?
Do you create
I'm not answering any more questions until you answer me.
Do you
who are you?
Do you
That's the last question.
Do
you
Who are you? Do you create your own thoughts?
My own socks?
Thoughts.
My thoughts self-create. Who are you, Jesse?
So
do you create your own thoughts?
Do you create your own thoughts?
Do you create your own thoughts?
You're the one saying you're in control of your own life.
My thoughts.
So do you create your own thoughts?
My thoughts are created in my brain. I don't do it voluntarily. I do it involuntarily. Jesse, quick question. Who are you?
And so is that a yes or no, whether you create your own thoughts or not? That's a yes or no.
Yes, I create my own thoughts.
And how do you do that?
Involuntarily.
How?
Involuntarily.
Describe, lay out, give me the steps of how you create your own thoughts.
I can't. I don't know how it works.
So you don't create them?
I didn't say that. I said I do create them. I just don't know how it works.
But how do you know you create them then?
Oh, man, Jesse. All right, how long is this going on? 15 minutes? This is getting tiring.
And why?
It's really getting tiring.
And why is
it? Because you're not giving me any good questions, and you're not answering any questions, okay? You're not playing fair in this interview.
What do you mean by that?
You're asking me unfair questions, leading questions that you can't yourself answer.
You are my atheist guest who does not believe that God. Who do not believe in God.
That's correct.
Or that God. Do you believe he exists? Or he might exist?
Nope.
You don't believe he exists. So
nope.
I'm interested in learning about you, an atheist. And so I have you on. You're the expert. And I'm asking you, how does all this work for you if there's no God? And so you're the expert here today. How do you create your own thoughts?
I do not know. It is involuntary. Now, don't ask me that question again.
What does involuntary mean?
It means you can't control it. It means it happens without your knowledge or awareness.
Okay, so something else is controlling you.
Your brain does things involuntarily, like your heart beats involuntarily. Okay? Your heart is not being beaten, is not beating because God is making your heart beat. Your brain makes your heart beat involuntarily. You breathe involuntarily, and you have thoughts involuntarily. You don't get a choice.
So
it's all in your brain. There's no outside force making your heart beat. Your brain is making your heart beat, and it's not doing it by your choice. You can't stop it if you wanted to, but it is you doing it.
So your brains, which is bringing you all these thoughts and creative thought, involuntary, making you do that, your brains are controlling you.
Very, very much.
So
yes.
You're not in control of your life then?
I'm not in control of my brain.
So you're not in control of your life, right?
Well, okay, if you want to make that statement.
No, I'm asking.
Sure.
I'm asking.
It's not
a statement.
I would say that I'm in control of my life, but I'm not in control of my brain. But if you want to counter that by saying that you can't be in control of your life without being in control of your brain, I don't have a comeback to that. So if you want to say I'm not in control of my life because I'm not in control of my brain, I'll grant it.
But I don't want to say, I'm asking you.
I'll say yes.
So you're not in control of your life?
Not by your definition.
No, I don't have a definition. I'm asking the question. I'm not giving you a definition. I'm asking you, are you in control of your life?
Then I've already answered the question.
You said yes, you were in control of your life. And I asked how, so you gave me material things. You got your job, you got your material things. And you said, no, that's not it. Now you're telling me that you don't create your own thoughts, and that your brains are your thoughts are controlling you by happening involuntary. Am I right?
I did not say I don't create my own thoughts.
And how do you do it then?
I said I don't create my own thoughts intentionally.
Do you create your own thought accidentally?
Yes.
And how do you do that?
Involuntarily.
How?
I don't know. That's what the brain does.
But then how do you know you create them then? It sounds like the brain is doing it, not you. The brains are doing it, not you, right?
Well, that goes back to your question is, what am I? My brain is a part of me. So I'm doing it. I'm just doing it involuntarily.
So are you saying you are brains?
Yes.
So you are brains?
I said I am many things including brains.
So if you are brains, why can't you control your thoughts?
Because the brain is a complex organ and it works involuntarily, just like your heartbeat.
So you're not, okay, so you're not in control of that.
Nobody's in control of their brain. I mean, you can spend a lifetime searching for control of your brain, and you can control it to a point, but it's mostly an involuntary thing.
So then why do you think then that you're in control of your life at all when you're really not?
Because not being in control of your brain is a given. Okay, nobody is in control of your brain. So when you say, are you in control of your life? It's a given that that does not include being in control of your thoughts. When you say, are you in control of your life? People think financially, emotionally, physically. They do not think about whether or not you're in control of your involuntary thoughts. That's not traditionally what's thought of when you say in control of your life.
Amazing.
You're mixing terms.
Amazing. That's amazing. You wrote a book called Fighting God.
I did.
Are you fighting God?
No. And I hated the title of the book.
and so why did you call it Fighting God?
I called it Fighting God because my publisher picked a freaking title. That was not my working title, because you're correct. It presupposes the existence of one particular God and that I'm fighting it. And that's not what it was, but it was picked because it was saleable. And that's why. And it's, if you read Fighting God, which is slightly dated, but I'm still very proud of the book, it's not about fighting one particular deity that I actually believe in. It's about fighting religion and deities with a small d. And that's the answer.
I've noticed that atheists are jealous of a religion, and especially Christianity. Why are you jealous of religion?
That is a great question. That is a great question. Thank you, Jesse. Now, religion exists because it offers really two things that atheism can't offer. Number one, eternal life. Number two, absolution. And there's just nothing that atheism can do to counter that, okay? Now, remember, this is not about Christianity. It's about all religion. They all offer eternal life. They all offer some sort of absolution. They all offer eternal life in some way. They all offer absolution in some way. And it's all a lie, right? They're all lies. So the question from what you're asking is, you know, why are atheists jealous of religion? It's because you offer something we can't. You offer something we can't offer. It's a lie. It's not real. But you can offer it because you think it's true. And people will flock to you because they think it's true. And they'll give you money on the promise that you can't keep. That, and when I say you, I'm speaking big you, all religion.
Yeah.
All religions on the promise that all religions can't keep, which is eternal life and salvation from one way or in
but
one way.
But why would you be jealous of that if you know that what you believe to be true? Why would you
because
be jealous? Why would you be jealous of something that you believe to be false? Why don't you just go about your business and live your life and not even be concerned about religion, especially Christianity? Why would you be jealous about that? Are you jealous because you can't offer eternal life? Why are you jealous about that, though? Why don't you just leave them alone and not be jealous?
It's not really jealousy.
It's jealousy.
More envy. Nah.
No, it's jealousy. You just admitted it was jealousy. That's why you tried to get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm refining what I'm saying. It's more like an envy than a jealousy.
Envy and jealousy is the same.
No, because I don't want to take what you have.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Because what you have is false. Dude, let me speak. Okay? What you have is false. So I don't want what you have. Jealousy, I want what you have. You have a Mercedes, I'm jealous of you. I want that Mercedes. You have a woman, I'm jealous of you. I want that woman. I don't want your solutions because I know they're fake. I'm envious because you have a mechanism that I can't have. You have a means to make money and flock that I can't have. And I'm super envious of the fact that believers have this peace of mind that I wish I had, man. I wish I had, but I don't have that. I can't get it. And I don't want yours because it's false.
So
it's not jealousy so much as it is envy.
But if I had you had a Mercedes and I had a Tesla, would you be envious of that?
No.
You would not be envious of my Tesla. So you would move on, enjoy your Mercedes, and just leave me alone with Tesla, right?
Sure.
So why can't you do that with religion?
Oh, so that's a different issue, right?
Because
religion doesn't leave us alone.
What?
Okay, religion doesn't leave us alone.
It doesn't bother you at all. You impose on religion. Religion is not jealous of atheists. Atheists are jealous of religion. And it sounds like you're jealous because, as you were just saying, you're jealous because religious people have salvation, but you don't.
They believe they do.
But you don't, right?
They believe they have salvation and we don't. That's correct.
So then you believe it too, because if you didn't believe it was true, you wouldn't be jealous of it.
No, I don't believe that's what I'm saying. I don't believe it's true. That's why it's not jealousy.
But you, envy and jealousy is the same, but you wouldn't even be envy of it.
Envy and jealousy are not the same. They're two
different
things.
You wouldn't even be envy of it if you didn't believe it was to be true.
No, I'm envious of the rest. I'm envious of the peace of mind. And that's real. The rest and the peace of mind, the idea that you are saved, that, and of course, the lack of fear of death.
But
I'm envious of that. And those are real things.
Why be envy of that? Why don't you find out?
Because religion evolved because religion exists because we have an innate fear of those things. That's what I was saying before. We have an innate fear of death evolved in, and we have an innate fear of being ostracized evolved in. So that's why religion exists. That's what religion plays on. That's how religion makes money, but it doesn't make it true.
But still, you're envious of it. Why don't you just move on and live your life and don't think about it at all and not even be envious? I understand what you're saying, though. I do understand that evil is jealous of good. Evil is jealous of the truth, right? And so I understand that spirit. And that's why evil wants you to destroy it, because it doesn't have it, and it wants you to destroy it. So I understand that. But I'm not understanding, why don't you, if you're envious of it to the point you want to destroy it, why not join it and learn more about it?
I don't care enough about it to destroy it.
But you care enough to be, you are trying to destroy it. You attack it, you try to get...
Why in the world would I want to destroy wait a minute. You're living a lie, and you just asked me why I wouldn't want to just pretend the lie is true and join it?
No, I'm asking you, why is it that you, instead of being envious of it, why don't you just walk away and not even give it a second thought, rather than put it up billboards and
okay, so that's not based on envy.
Why would you pay one iota of attention toward it if you... Why be envious of it and just move on?
Okay, now I understand your question. Nothing I did was about envy.
It was
nothing
love.
I did.
It was jealousy.
No, it was not. Everything I did was about civil liberties and civil rights and the separation of church and state. Religion has infringed on the rights of atheists many, many, many times in history. And they were infringing on the civil rights of atheists in America. And that's what I fought. And I fought that hard. Religion is the greatest lie ever told. And I will fight it. It is an injustice. It is a crime. It is a crime against humanity. However, so why do I fight it? I fight it because it's good to fight lies.
Do you love being envious of religion?
No.
Then why don't you just forget about it?
It's not about envy. Did you hear my words?
You said you were envious of it.
Yes, but that's not the reason that I did what I did.
Okay, forget about the billboard. But why, instead of being envious, why don't you just move on and forget it?
Because religion gets in our face. If religion doesn't get in our face, we do move on. We don't give a damn what you think, dude. We don't have that. Okay, you do you 1,000 times. If you would stay out of our
care.
Lives,
you do
would
care.
Never hear from us at all.
No, you do care, because if you didn't care, you wouldn't be envious and you wouldn't give it a second thought. But let me ask: do you love white people?
Do I love white people?
Yes,
I love all lovable people.
Do you love white people?
All lovable white people. Yes.
Do you love white people?
I don't understand what you're questioning, what you're asking me.
I'm asking, do you love white people?
I mean, Adolf Hitler was white. I don't love Adolf Hitler.
Who is that? I'm asking, I know that I'm black and slow, but I'm asking.
You just asked me who's Adolf Hitler?
Do you love white people?
I don't know how to answer your question.
You don't know if you love white people or not?
Some white people are lovable and some white people are not.
So are you saying, no, you don't love white people, or you love some white people?
I love some white people.
But I didn't ask about some. I asked, do you love white people?
Right. The answer to that question is, there's no valid answer to that question. It's like asking me if I love all black people.
Do you love the blacks?
I love lovable black people.
You love what?
I love the people who, I love the black people who are lovable.
Amazing. So listen.
Amazing.
So what?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
If you don't do it by race and if you do it by personality, things work out much better.
That's amazing. So listen, mm-hmm. I got to put you on the hot seat and I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible, right?
All right, ready.
The hot seat.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Women weren't created for any purpose at all.
Would you ever obey a woman?
Of course.
You would?
Of course.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Of course.
What is a man?
A man is a human adult male.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
Sometimes.
Does your wife obey you?
Not nearly enough.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Slavery.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Should all foreign language be banned in the United States?
No.
Did you answer that?
Yes, I answered no.
Oh, okay. Are UFOs real?
No.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
He does indeed.
Were women... Oh, I asked you that already. Women, do we need more white babies?
Do we need more white babies?
Yes.
I think we need more babies. I think good people need to have more good kids. I don't think it's about race.
How about white babies? Do we need more white babies?
Yes, we need more white babies. We also need more babies of all the other colors, too. As long as they're good people.
No, but do we need... The question is, do we need more white babies?
I don't care about the race of the babies, man.
But do we need more white babies?
You're asking me a racist question, and I don't want to answer it.
I'm asking you what?
You're asking me a racist question, and I don't want to answer it.
How is that racist? What does that mean?
Well, because you're mentioning white in there. I mean, that's you're asking me a question, which if I say, yes, we need more white babies, you can take that out of context and say, oh, look, David Silverman's a racist, and I don't like answering questions like that. I want to make sure that my position is clear. I think good people should be breeding.
Do you have good people? Do you have fear? Do you have fear?
Do I have fear? Yes.
Amazing. Does a chicken have lips?
No.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
I did. Sometimes.
Amazing. What'd you say?
I said sometimes.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for taking on the hot seat. Tell the people how to get your information, your website.
Oh, you know what?
I'm not even doing...
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jesse. That was interesting. I've nothing to plug. If you're watching this and you're a conservative atheist, or if you'd like to know about conservative atheism, check out Atheists for Liberty. They're an organization that I sponsor a lot. But I don't, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Mr. Atheist Pants. But I don't post much and I don't do much online, and I'm much more of a retired guy now. So y'all do you, and it's been fun.
Amazing. Well, I really appreciate having you on. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget that you can support the Father State by joining, becoming a member now on YouTube there. And you can go to locals.com. And don't forget the punchy coffee on jessieleepeterson.shop. Check out our merch, amazing merch. When she's crying, she's lying. Check it out. And thank you all for your support. If you'd like to see other amazing guests on the show, contact my producer at thefallestate.tv/producer. What? Oh, producer. That's right. Producer@thefallestate.tv. My bag. Producer@thefallestate.tv. Right? Thank you all. And thank you again, David. It was amazing.
Thanks a bunch. Have me on. Have a great one, everybody.
All right, buddy.